Previously on D&D&D.
Finally, after what seems like an eternity, Marjan hits the ground.
Welcome to the bargain.
What?
The bargain?
The bargain?
The bargain?
I have so much money.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, didn't we start a riot?
We have unlimited money.
What did Radon know, Marjan's stuff?
2.1 billion gold.
Wait, we have 2.1 billion.
I have 2.1 billion gold.
How'd that happen, DM?
How did that happen?
That's not right.
No, it is 100%. No, it is 100% right, because we had that stupid bank thing that we could like multiply money, and we just spent one day doing that.
And you did the math?
I have $2.147 billion. So yeah.
Oh man, what a fantasy. This is like New York Fashion Week or something, where like three of us will sit next to the runway and there's like paparazzi photos of like so-and-so was at this fashion show, and it's all these pap shots of us sitting like watching the models walk by.
Do they have 2.1 billion gold?
I have a bargain for you if you choose to accept it. I offer you the ability to have your familiar transfer its ghostly nature.
Fletch, Flack, you look into the middle seat where Zabbis was sitting, and Zabbis is incorporeal in a ghost.
Oh shit!
Whoa. I'm a fucking ghost!
Wait, what? Yeah, so, yeah?
I can't do this alone.
Okay.
Gressel has walked away to get a glass of water.
I don't think anyone's ever
shaking, but I'm shaking.
How far does your possession go, you know? Like, can you just go into somebody and...
Right? I think like, we just cracked the game
open, dude. Oh my God,
I
just realized, like, yeah, if I'm a ghost, can I possess someone?
Yeah,
possession. Yeah, he said possession was part of it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can possess the Empress and just make us the rulers of the world.
Oh boy, this is dangerous. Are you sure you thought about this?
Yeah.
Before you decided just let Zavis be a ghost?
Very little.
Cheat code to the end.
Yeah, could you just like ghost into Didridon as Margarine? Then there could be three people in there.
Dude, maybe try.
Oh
that.
My God. Yeah.
He might take your soul, so I don't know.
In that moment, there's just a blink flash. Didridon is standing in the center of this group of lightning boys and is no longer in a fun pose.
Oh.
Staring at Zabbis. I dare you to try.
Oh, that's okay. No, thank you.
And then we snap back to the fun.
It was just a thought experiment.
I double dog dare you.
Double dog dare you.
Lights brighten back up.
What prompt scared Beth before when I got water? What did you need?
You walking away.
Yeah, I just said, I just looked at Didridon and said, what's up? Yeah. What's next?
And I've shit myself.
Yeah. You're just like, hello.
Because I don't know if I should say, like, the older ladies bothered me more than these people that tried to kill me that I killed bother me. So I'm fine.
That's great. That's great for me to hear, because I think I have something that you are going to want.
Okay.
It's your favorite element. Fletch, what's your favorite element, Fletch?
Element? Like, oh, I know.
My favorite element?
Let's say it on three.
Oh.
One, two, three.
Lightning!
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Oh, wait, he likes wind too, though.
Not as much.
It's lightning.
You and your family are inexplicably linked to the forces of the storm, going back to the time of legend, did you know? You've worked hard to harness those forces, and I think it might be time to take the next step.
Ooh, what does that mean?
This is your bargain.
He becomes a ghost! Everyone's just like, the ghost.
It's just, you get a ghost, and you get a ghost.
Wait, that's every bargain is just, do you want to be a ghost?
Am I going to turn into like Alex Mack style? Instead of turning into liquid, I turn into electric energy and like a Pikachu and like zap.
You're going to be like electricity gremlin.
Yeah. Is that it, Didridon?
That wouldn't have been a bad version of this.
You can do whatever you want with this particular power, but you know how all your friends make fun of you because whenever you pull a lightning strike from the sky, it hardly does anything.
Yeah, you do make fun of me. It does kind of suck.
What if your Call the Storm calls chain lightning as a 6th level spell.
Whoa.
Wow.
That sounds great.
I'll let you pause for a moment and look up how much damage chain lightning does compared to
the call to storm. I think I have that in Baldur's Gate at like a 5th level, and it's pretty beefy.
Target takes 10d8 damage.
That's a lot more than one.
Yeah, I usually do 2 damage when I do call the storm, and I just like.
I mean, and that's why we kind of make fun of you. You can see, right?
I know, and that's why, it's always cooler in my head.
The damage equivalent of one of those like shot games where you all put your hand on it and it goes and then it lands on someone and shocks them. Do you remember those from the 2000s? You like get it from buzzer. Spencer's Gifts. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Zabbis. That puts it into context.
Yes, you should do this.
No, context, you say.
Consequences be damned. Do it.
Okay, well, yes, that sounds great. I would like chain lightning.
You said 10d8?
Yes.
That's so much.
I'm rolling 10d8, and I want to see what happens to this group of lightning boys.
Oh, that's fun.
It hits lightning boys for 41 damage.
And you watch as this lightning bolt just erupts from the void sky that Didrodon channels it. He does the point. He does the Azula point. And the lightning cascades around all of these different lightning boys, bouncing around through them, chaining through them, hitting all of them for this incredible amount of damage.
And he yells, "The catch? You can't control where the chain ricochets to."
Uh-oh. Oh, so it could hit one of us.
And it does.
Make dexterity saving throws, all of you.
Oh
don't
no.
worry. I have plus 9.
Didrodon's going to be doing this, and I'm just going to die in front of him. What
the fuck? 19.
20.
Would it hit?
Let's say it doesn't hit Fletch. Yeah,
no, it wouldn't
for
hit
For illustrative
Fletch.
Purposes, it's not going to hit Fletch. But it even with those very good rolls of a dirty 20 and a 19, you take half damage on a success, so that'll be 20.
Oh my god.
What?
Lightning damage. Half of the 41. We'll go ahead and call that just 20 instead of 21.
I take 20.
It was
damage.
41. 20 damage. If I had missed, I would have died.
I would have also died. I would or passed out.
Wow.
Oh, that felt so good.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so cool.
That was
Fletch, it truly. Oh, to channel that.
I'm like smoking a little bit. I'm like, dude, that was pretty good.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, cool. Digidon question.
Answer
pertaining.
Wait. Will it always necessarily also hit us?
It always has a chance to.
Okay, but there was no. I didn't hear any roll or anything there. Was that for illustrative purposes hitting us no matter what?
That was for illustrative purposes.
Okay, but in the future...
For narrative purposes, it hit you.
Yes.
In the future, it has a chance
to not hit us and not even give us that 50%.
Potentially.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
Want that clarification. Thank you.
I need some clarification, too. Based on Zabbis's new ability of turning into a ghost, would my... chain lightning affect a ghost?
Yeah.
Nice. Good.
I just got to, you
know.
Very
good questions to be asking.
This is a trickstery guy.
I hope you brought your lawyer, Didrodon, because we got questions.
We got questions for you.
Fine print.
When you say that, a skybox or a box, an opera box, whatever, is illuminated in the room.
Whoa.
And sitting in the box, you recognize 2 very well-dressed men.
Oh.
Let's hear from our favorites.
It's risk and reward.
Yay.
Oh,
are they the lawyers?
Wait, since when did you work for Didrodon?
Since when do you have law degrees?
Oh, we go back.
They go back.
We go back.
They just raise very small sherry glasses to you.
Do we have to repeat the questions to them, or do they know what we just asked?
They know. Will. will lightning affect a ghost is the question. Ghosts have resistance to lightning.
Ghosts have resistance to lightning. Dungeons and Dragons. You're silly.
Thanks, risk and reward.
They cheers again and the light dims.
So what is that? Do I have like advantage or something?
It halves the damage.
Okay.
Would it half the half damage?
Yes.
It would be a quarter damage.
It would be a quarter damage.
Nice.
Okay.
Digidon, thank you.
I get why... there would still be damage, but I think that's very silly.
asked and answered.
The photons that make up your ectoplasm. It's all electrical energy, right?
Like, I guess. Yeah, sure.
That was risk and reward, not asked and answered. But, oh, asked and answered is like question was asked and the question was answered.
Yeah. Asked and answered.
Fletch is my favorite character.
A little bee, Fletch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 100%.
You're into it?
Well, yeah.
Ooh, all right.
Asked.
Do it.
Okay.
It's like they're rural cousins. They just kind of see us unsophisticated.
And then one of the boxes like flickers and then goes away.
Like, wow, we're at a big city fashion.
Hey, bro, where are we?
Demigods.
Wearing jeans.
Yeah, I was going to say, I had to wear my nice jeans.
Starched them. Just like with what happened with Zabbis, the fun stops, everything freezes, everybody disappears, and you are alone in a void of your own quiet thoughts. And you feel this change come upon you. You feel yourself imbued with this immense power. Whoa. Uncontrollable, immense power. You are left alone to reckon with that before, like a clap, everything comes back.
Whoa. I was thinking about a lot of stuff.
Like what?
What?
Like what?
Oh, how long was I gone? Was it
like a minute? Like,
yeah.
An instant.
I don't think anybody else would have
perceived it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll see.
And with that, Flack, you don't think that I forgot about you.
I fucking hope not. What up?
Berdalia? What you wearing?
And Berdalia comes out.
What up, Birdie?
And Berdalia, you'll recall, is a dwarf, not the tallest of not the tallest of the people that you've met on your adventure. However, when she steps out from behind the partition, easily this figure is 6 feet tall.
What?
She is wearing enormous platform boots
that
lead up to a huge, intense Gene Simmons style rock star outfit.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Big, huge shoulder pads, spikes, metal, gemstones, giant teased out hair, cape. Sure, it's billowing. Of course it is. And she is strutting down the.
Is it a cape of bees? Can it be a cape of bees?
Yes.
Rockstar.
Sure.
Yeah. Rockstar bees.
The bees.
They do like a metal, when they are summoned, they do like a metal version of Flight of the Bumblebee. Like.
Oh my God. There's Pyro.
Yeah.
Of course.
Hey, don't forget Care Bears at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like every like road rock star movie, like don't forget.
Uh-huh.
don't let the road change you.
No, let the road change
you. Oh my God, that's like the like evil kind of manager from like a VH1 documentary.
Yeah, right.
like Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. She's like Z-Man, James.
Absolutely, Fleck. Like, you've played inns and taverns all across the land.
Yeah.
But the biggest stages have eluded you, haven't they? You're not as big as you wish you were. You're loved by a few, but unknown to many.
More than a few.
One might say you remain little more than a gnome.
Well, kind of a hero gnome, but...
Okay, well, what if everyone knew that? Black, what if every town you visit, you came across someone who knows who you are?
Yeah.
Yes. You want to have the presence that this one does?
Deal.
Well, what is it? Okay, wait, so I get to turn into a ghost.
Yeah, wait, I get a fucking
turn into
outfit?
Lightning, and this one is some random guy at every town. Is like, hey, aren't you... that guy?
Yeah, I'm actually a little like, this sounds pretty cool to me, but
I heard deal.
Oh.
Oh, we're doing those rules.
Yeah,
we're doing chess rules now.
Yeah, it does. It's more fun that way. And I think the whole fucking world blacks out.
Okay.
And I think that you're left alone in this space, and you've just said deal without thinking about what the consequences of this would be, Flag. And so you don't know what the consequences are going to be, but...
Zabas said deal at first and then got to hear the consequences when we reasoned with him.
That is true.
Is that unfair of me to do then?
I think...
Pop into the darkness and just let him know. Yeah, just like a one-on-one so we don't hear about it.
Okay, I'll pop into the dark because you're darkness. Yelling into the void.
Yeah, right.
Hey, this is bullshit.
When you pop into the darkness, you appear as like a different random person every time you say like a sentence. It's like you're popping around the void, and it's like you're random strangers each time you say something.
You're so impulsive, Flack.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
I think somebody needs to teach you to think before you move.
I'd try to hit that person.
Swirl of light and smoke, yes.
Fuck.
I mean, sometimes when I dress up to go to a wedding, I wear jeans, but sometimes I think about wearing a dress, and I feel like you just walked in here with jeans on.
Jeans can be good.
No. She disappears.
No. Just no.
All right. You want to hear it? You want to know what the catch is?
Yeah.
What are all the voices that I know?
I'll let this New Yorker tell you.
Oh, God.
Okay, give me my New York. Okay. The line between fame and infamy is thinner than the veil between worlds.
Worlds.
Not everyone's gonna love you, Flack. Not everyone's gonna love you.
No, that's the case right now as well. That's not a change.
Well then, say yes.
What else before I say yes?
It's a bargain, right? You're trying to bargain. What else? You want something else?
Yeah, I want something else than a costume when Zabas gets to be a ghost and he gets chain lightning.
Okay. All right, I come back.
I could have fucking gone to the store and bought these platform shoes.
Wait, it wasn't necessarily part of the deal that you get the costume.
What? This is complete bullshit. The metal bees and everything. This
I still am not clear what you're offering him.
Yeah.
Just everywhere you go.
I'm cool. I got it. I'm already cool.
It's not just that. You will know, someone will know who you will be able to use it as information. You could use it. You can use somebody knowing you however you want to use somebody knowing you.
But without the outfit.
Well, you can have the outfit if you want.
Okay, then add that in there. Okay. That goes in the column too.
Flag's the only one who's bargaining. Everyone else
what else
like,
we
sure,
got? What else
off,
we got?
I didn't realize we could. I thought it was like a take it or no.
Yeah, you still don't realize. I'm in here alone. I think I disappear for a second and I come back as Empress Lisbeth.
Oh, yes. Nice. In this.
What's up, your worshipfulness?
And Empress Lisbeth is in this incredible ethereal Aurora dress, this big, long ball gown, beautiful ball gown that shimmers. And as it descends into the train, it turns into this kind of almost smoke mist of this blue green mist. And it all swirls around. Flack, you're filled with a sense of unease and dread by this sickly aura that's emanating from the Empress in this dress that she's modeling, and you can see roll perception.
15.
You can see that some of the shapes that are forming in the dress, some of the swirls of these colors, are making skulls. Are making gravestones, are making these kind of symbols and markers of death. The way that the light is kind of shifting at certain angles, you can see the Empress's face that was so kind to you and was, you know, was such almost enamored by you at certain times, becomes this face of decay and this face of, you know, one of the eyes is missing. The jaw is pulled back and desiccated. And you have these images of just horror amongst this beauty.
You got me. This is fun. I'm having a good time with you, Flack.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll sweeten the deal. How about this? You like death? You've toyed with my powers.
I mean, I don't necessarily like it, but I've experienced it. Yeah.
Do you crave power over death?
and undead?
Yes.
All right. What if I allow you, game language, to pick 1d6... You can pick 1d6 spell or ability from the necromancer class.
1d6?
So you roll a d6.
Oh, oh my bad. Okay.
Let's say, no, 1d6 is correct.
That's right. Yeah, you're right.
You said it right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You roll a d6.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you roll a 4.
Yeah.
You can go and look up necromancer.
Yeah.
And you can pick 4 things.
Okay.
From that class. It can be a spell. It can't be a 9th level spell. It can't be a spell greater than what you have access to now, unless you're just banking it for later. But you can pick 4 things from the necromancer class that will be added to yours, and you will have the ability to do those 4 things.
Is that better? Do you like that more?
Like, for instance, at 6th level, a necromancer can use animate dead to, instead of 1 zombie or skeleton, you would get 2 of them. Beginning at 10th level, you have resistance to necrotic damage. And at 14th level, you can bring existing undead into your control. So if you come across undead, you could like try to turn them to being under your control.
Wait, I am already level 14.
Well, there you go. So that could be one of them. When you kill a creature, you can regain health, stuff like that. You could just add necromancy spells so that you don't have to burn a spell slot to use them.
Uh-oh.
What if I was able to eat a body and get some of its powers by doing so?
Define that. What do you mean, get some of its powers?
Eat a ditto muncher.
If we were to kill
Kirby.
I don't know. If we were to kill a lizard guy.
Okay.
I ate some of the body. I could have some lizard guy powers.
Like blinking without closing your eyes?
Like one of its ability. Like you have an enemy that has abilities.
Yeah. An ability we saw them use against us.
So you do. You want to be Kirby.
Yeah.
Dittery Don's like grossed out.
But in like a
But Dittery Don is considering it.
Oh yeah.
Is he able to eat other gnomes or halflings? Sorry.
I'm a gnome. What?
Wait, you're a gnome.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I confused them.
Wow.
That would be a choice that Flack would make. I don't think there would be anything that would limit him from being able to do so other than, you know,
disgusting social cannibalism. Yeah.
If I let you do this.
Yeah, this would need a different drawback than the one that I had planned.
Why not? Or why?
Similarly. So.
And question, are these stacking or is this an alternative to being known?
We'll bargain.
No, I think we're going to do the known one. We're going to do, somebody knows you at every place. You want that.
That is baseline, yeah.
All right. So
and the outfit.
And the outfit.
With the metal bees.
With the metal bees.
With the metal bees.
Okay.
Beth, I'm going to write into this document.
You guys
so that
did
you
this
can
all
say
wrong.
It. Oh my God.
No, I should have gotten an outfit at least.
I hate the sentence that you're writing.
I know.
The eating thing?
Yeah. If Flack eats a recently killed creature.
That's so gross.
Just not the whole thing, though. I don't gotta eat the whole thing.
I did say some of a recently killed creature.
Thanks. So imagine next time we kill a dragon and I eat a little bit of dragon, dude.
You might get a long tail.
Or fire breath.
It's the risk. You could get wing.
Ooh,
you could
get that's terminus, great. Dude. You're just turning into Doc Terminus when he eats dragon.
Okay.
Dragon cartilage. Okay, infamy. Infamy.
Yes.
Incredible outfit.
Yeah.
Cape of metal bees. Musical bees.
Yeah.
Metal musical bees.
Yeah. One necromancy spell.
He's throwing more in there.
Not a d6, just one.
Okay, one necromancy spell that you can cast once per long rest without a spell slot.
Got it.
I have now shifted out of the body of Elsbeth, who is standing there rotting. And I'm sort of like walking, counting on my fingers what all these things are. I'm keeping the infamy thing. Some people are going to be angry that they know you. Some people aren't. They'll be joyous, whatever. How about this? Flack, if you eat some of a recently killed creature, yes, you'll gain an ability from that creature.
Uh-huh.
But also, you're going to take an amount of damage equal to the hit that killed that creature.
That's okay. I can drink a potion before I eat it. Yeah, I can self-heal and then I'll eat it.
Okie dokie. And Elspeth raises her arm.
Wait, can it be half?
No.
Fuck, okay.
she puts her nasty, falling apart, shifty wrist out for him to kiss her finger.
I kissed it.
And she puts it in your mouth.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
And that's the moment that it's sealed. Elspeth disappears. I disappear. You are now alone in truth and quiet. You feel this change come upon you. You feel this new, absolutely disgusting ability come upon you. We're back. We're back to the runway.
Cool.
The lights are up. The music's playing. These two are, no time has passed for Fletch and Zabbis. Flack is back.
Yo.
The sequel.
Margarine, I guess. But you guys, Fletch and Zabbis, don't know what happened to that little void. You don't know the extra bit that that Flack bargained for. So, Flack, I don't know if you are going to.
Anyone else hungry?
I kind of, but after seeing the burned ladies, I'm not. I don't know.
No, yeah.
Oh, are they still?
No, they're gone. Okay. I just saw them.
Flack, you look over and you see the burned ladies. Roll a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, fuck. After I said don't look. 14.
You're going to take 7 damage, psychic damage, as you are disturbed by the images of the old women that were burned.
Oh, no. Do they have any powers or abilities?
Old money.
Oh. No, covered on that front.
I am old money.
Yeah,
evidently.
Black, wait.
What?
Is it
what?
Really so smart? To what? Go after one of those ladies? Remember what killed him?
Oh, yeah. Good call. Thanks.
What is...
Marjadon.
I remember what killed him. Why?
Oh, it's very important for the bargain he struck with me.
I did a bargain.
Can we go over what exactly he ended up getting after all that back and forth?
What'd you get, Flack?
What? You bargained for more?
I'd rather... I got a cool outfit. That outfit, did you guys see the...
Yeah, you were so upset that that's the only thing you got.
Berdalia is still modeling the outfit on the runway.
I get that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
He bargained for more.
Okay, all that's right.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool, right?
Diridon excitedly is in front of your chairs, squatting down, looking both back and forth at Zabbis and at Fletch. He bargained for more.
Oh, okay. I mean, we'll get it out of him eventually.
Sure. But is there anything else you want to get out of me?
Yes.
A hug.
Wait.
Maybe I could entice.
Outfits?
I've been holding on to this one for a minute. If you would direct your eyes and everybody outfits, you said?
Zappa said outfits.
Everybody disappears. I think maybe the most highly anticipated guest of this particular event should come out on stage right now.
Oh.
Is it
Marjorie?
No, I'm Marjorie. Fuck.
I thought you were Didridon.
I'm Didridon, but she's here. This is her body.
Yeah. Marjordan. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah!
Let's have Marta come out.
Marta!
Oh, Marta!
Marta!
Whoa!
Ooh, this is awkward.
You look back at the throne and out from behind the partition walks Marta in absolutely awe-inspiring armor, full dress regalia, like a Final Fantasy character.
Hey, Marta!
Cool.
I'm clapping.
Just incredibly resplendent, beautiful, elaborate armor. Over the armor is the black and white colors of the Talon Empire. There's bird imagery, bird of prey imagery in the pauldrons, in the heraldry on the shield that she carries. She has her giant great sword strapped to her back. Beautiful mail, beautiful plate, beautiful greaves, the whole nine. And as she struts down in a march down the runway, Didridon is going to explain what the deal is with her. But While all of that is happening, while all of what just happened happened, within Margarine's psyche, we're going to cut inside.
Whoa.
All of this is kind of background noise. It fades into background. It fades into fuzz. It fades into distorted sound that Margarine can barely perceive. Margarine, you, through all of this, from the moment that Didredon jumped in through your eye holes, you have found yourself in a void not dissimilar from where we've previously seen the godly entities that we've affectionately called the moms. It's that kind of space. It's very empty, bare, cold, distant, you know, endless. You feel incredibly alone. You can barely perceive of your companions somewhere outside of your body interacting with you, but not you. Continuing on your adventure that you are not participating in right now.
This just made me feel really bad that none of us were like, what did you do with Bart? We were like, yeah, and stuff, fashion.
A feeling that Margarine, I think, is keenly aware of.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's, but Didredon cut me off, but that's what I was going to ask.
We're making the best out of a bad situation.
And then you just wanted your lightning bolts. It's fine.
No,
the next thing
you didn't hear me
was going to be safe passage of Marta.
And
that's nice. Margarine is a different person.
You feel a growing.
What would Margarine like?
A growing distance between yourself and your friends.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And you feel you feel increasingly alone. When Todd Haberfist came out dressed as Etienne and you had the image of the Dumbo octopus there, and you heard the vague echoes, the kind of almost distorted Peanuts teacher muffled sounds of the recounting the first encounter with the Dumbo octopus, you're called to mind Jason Chone and the loss of Jason Chone and the loss of what Jason Chone perhaps represented, a possibility at a romantic success that you didn't have, that you've never really had. You are called to mind that scoundrel that makes you think of your past, that makes you think of, you know, what you would give to maybe have an opportunity to make your own kind of bargains. Mm-hmm. But Margarine is not in that room. Margarine is not interacting with Didredon. Didredon is not in this void with Margarine. You are not able to connect with the entity that is possessing you. You are completely by yourself and you are unable to bargain for anything, even though that kind of love and romantic relationship is something that Margarine wants. But it also makes you think of the result of a past love. And yeah. The child that you lost, contact with.
My daughter.
That is somewhere in the world that Margarine wants desperately. That is not an ability. That is not a power. That is not something that is going to help your adventure or your quest, but it's just something that truly Margarine would bargain anything for. You do not get the opportunity to do that. And then we're going to go back to Marta. Margarine is sitting in that, is stuck in that. You guys don't know that behind the mask, behind the glowing blue and green eyes of Didredon, of Margarine, Margarine is sitting in this void, processing all of this, unable to access it, unable to change the outcome of everything. But on the stage, Marta in awesome armor.
Yeah, Marta!
Yeah!
And Didredon there, or Margarine.
Just the music and the applause.
Celebrate the good times, come on. It's a celebration.
I don't have a body.
Cool, so real. Let's just speed through this. What's the deal with Marta?
It's Marta.
Yeah, but like...
It's Marta, you love Marta.
We said our goodbyes.
You never stopped talking about Marta. The moment that you met Marta, obsessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look at her.
Pretty cool.
She's awesome. She's
fucking awesome.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. She draws the sword.
Oh! Wow. Okay.
She's a hero from another era. You freed this cursed spirit from a purgatory within a crypt.
Yeah.
She fell in a purposeless combat.
Wait, are you talking about ours or
No.
Okay.
No, like the
ours. Ours has a purpose. We're like saving people.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And you gave her a purpose of which her soul still reaches.
This sounds like good stuff. I feel
right?
Like
are we going to get Martin?
Are we getting an A?
I'm going to go a little easier on you guys this time because I like her. I'll offer you a true conversation with Marta through this being here representing her where you can ask whatever you like. How she died. If she wants to continue traveling with you, whatever you like.
And
feels like a trap.
What's the catch?
It's just up to Marta whether or not she shares. And you might not like what she hears.
How many questions we get?
What you hear.
How many questions we get?
It's up to you to ask them.
No, I don't.
I'm going to bargain for 10. Don't worry, guys.
What are you going to give?
We shouldn't do this.
I'll give. I think I have like a crossbow on me. I have a light crossbow.
What need do I have with your crossbow?
It's.
You want gems? I got gems.
We got some gold.
I got a gem that kind of turns. It gets like wet. I don't think.
Wet gem.
I don't think I'm wet gems because it sucks.
Why do you have Marta? And why is she hostage?
Also, why can't we talk to real Marta? Why we got to talk to a facsimile
this
of Marta? You said it was a being that represented Marta. I caught that.
Yeah.
That sounds
like legal.
That's exactly what you fucking said.
Hey, make Marta go away. That's not real Marta. Make her go away.
No.
Just shoot her away.
Maybe it's like a Marta hotline though.
Yo. What? No.
We talking to her.
I don't care. We said our goodbyes to Marta. This is not Marta.
You don't want
to.
This is not Marta. Marta, what do you have to say about that?
Now Didridon's asking the questions.
I feel like me.
Yeah, see? No.
You can be ghost buddies with Zabbis, who, look, is a ghost right now.
Yeah, we can be ghosts together.
Y'all can like have
I forgot I was a ghost.
Yeah, me too.
Now here I'm a real person and you're all ghosts. This is a strange.
It's
so
backwards. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Oh, that's one way that you can find out if she's really Marta. Possess her.
Would that tell, like, would I instantly know something is weird?
Get in there.
Okay, I mean, I have to.
Oh, no.
I don't know how this ability works, but.
I don't lie.
Okay, I possess this person that we think is Marta.
Okay, so possession.
I didn't know that the mouse's name was Cheese.
The Marta that stands before you immediately drops to the floor of the runway and is incapacitated and loses control of its body. Zabbis, you stand okay. In control of the body. Because Marta was briefly possessing you previously. Now there's an entanglement of like that, this kind of like reverse.
Like, would I just know if it.
Yeah, felt, like you.
Right.
You know that this is the same entity that was possessing you, that you've like there's a this weird intermingling of.
Yeah.
Consciousness where you start. And especially because of the crazy magic that's happening all around you, you start to kind of bleed together a little bit.
So it is Marta.
It is Marta. In fact, there's something that's trying to like force your consciousnesses almost together.
Oh, weird.
Ooh, that's weird.
Do I know enough about possession to know if that's like a normal feeling or not?
Roll Arcana.
Good question.
17?
It is not normal.
Oh, okay. Can I leave now?
Yes, you can leave.
Okay. Yeah, it's Marta, but something's bad in here. Like, I mean, we kind of knew that though, right?
I guess. Oh, I said it a bunch of times. No one listens to me, not even Didridon.
Not even this maybe evil thing.
God damn.
All right. I think after careful consideration, we just go with Fletch's plan. Good job, bud. I've always believed in you.
Yep.
We just like.
Thanks.
We just like getting free. Well, free asterisk stuff too much.
And I snap my fingers, the body collapses.
Oh. What? That's... Oh.
And you see on the body, wounds start to form.
What the fuck?
She starts to manifest first a sword wound. There's a huge gash that forms in her armor, this amazing armor. Oh. Armor that was much, much nicer than the armor that you saw in the vision in the cave.
Oh, really?
But a gash forms in the armor. It starts to bleed. You start to see that there are three massive puncture wounds that form that just like indent in the armor, in the plate. And she starts to slowly bleed from these as well. And ultimately, finally, her body is lifted up off the ground. It starts to burn in this jet of ruby red flame. And then it disappears.
Guess you'll never know.
Well,
that was dramatic.
I think we can figure it out, but context, it wasn't good.
Yeah. Hardly. Okay. Listen, Didridon.
What?
This has been... Don't take that tone with me. Oh. I'm pissed now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm mad.
Now he's in a bad
mood. You're mad?
Oh, I'm mad. What are you mad about? I'm mad.
I didn't get what I wanted. That's why I'm mad.
Oh, what did you want?
I wanted to strike a bargain.
Oh, well, how about this? Let's strike a bargain.
Okay.
I will give you something if you give us something as a group.
How do I handle this?
I think let's see how this happens.
Yeah, what is this?
Let's
more
let this,
bees. Let's more let rock and roll bees.
The music dips.
It's not celebration anymore.
It's not celebration anymore.
No, now it's a modern movie trailer slowed down version of celebration.
It's like one of those singers that like sings like this. It's a celebration.
It's a party going on. Right. Yeah.
Like a just deep bass.
The minor key.
The yeah, minor
and then
key.
It all drops out and it's just bells being like, blum.
Blum. What would a minor key blum, version blum, of celebration?
We need to record
being?
It blum, after
be like,
this.
Be like, dun, 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 yeah. Like, is that a minor key version of that?
Yeah.
I don't know enough about music.
All right.
Marjoradon is standing in the middle of this runway again. There's a spotlight on them. There's a spotlight on the three of you.
I'm done with this. We're done with this.
I don't know what really flipped with him.
Dude, yeah. I think
because no one's listening to me. That's what's
years. Culminating right now. And then he's just finally gonna fucking snap.
Didridon.
Can I help you?
Give us back Mardrin. Separate yourself from Mardrin. No harm to be done.
Oh, now you want Mardrin back.
We've always wanted Mardrin back.
You haven't said it.
Yeah, we want to get more stuff out of you first.
We were thinking it the whole
time.
We're
a tricky group.
We are. Look at that. I got my cape of bees,
bitch. We're greedy little assholes. Yeah. Do you even know us?
But we still want Mardrin back because she's family.
And family always comes last.
No.
Family always comes eventually.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Well, they'll always be there. So we just got to get... the most out of you that we can. This is a whole trick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mardrin wouldn't understand. I would understand if I were in Marjorie's position.
So, here's what's going to happen next. You will give us Mardrin unharmed, healthy as can be.
And we will give you
and
this
we will give
wet
you
gemstone.
Plus... 1 billion gold.
Oh, shit. Yeah, dude, we have a billion gold.
Dragons love gold.
Dragons love
gold.
Love gold.
I'm an elf and I'm racist, and I can tell you that dragons love
they
gold.
They build houses out of them.
They sit
make
on it.
Beds out of them. They maybe eat it. I don't know.
I can't. Can I? I can speak
Poop
Draconic,
gold.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
So, I'm going to say this. And you guys cannot hear this because
yeah,
I'm going
to
say
all we
this.
Hear
I'm
is
gonna,
like.
I'll give you 1.5 billion.
Sharks.
I just sweetened the deal.
Jesus Christ.
It's like fucking Shark Tank. Dude. And we're like, wow, he must be making some like arcane life altering
a bid for empathy.
You'll never know.
1.5 billion, take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it.
It's just fucking Succession.
Yeah.
DM?
While this is happening, inside the void that we see Margarine in, or that we saw Margarine, we, the audience, saw Margarine in moments ago. While this is happening, while Fletch is making his plea of dragons love gold, which dragons do love gold. We have established that, especially in the Madeiras cave, inside the void with Margarine, where she feels this great distance, where she's recalling these things, this loss, all these losses that she's felt. She continues to feel this distance grow. These sounds of your friends and their interactions with Didridon keep feeling more and more distant. They're fainter and fainter and more muffled. But Fletch's call, this last little bit.
Just my name.
Yeah.
Just right. The starts to bring. The first mention of my name.
Starts to ring and is a little bit clearer and louder. But you see in this void, there's something else here. There's a like a flame, like a light, like a flicker, like a flame. It's not close, but it's not far away from you, but it's forward. What do you do? Like a flickering flame.
It's the only thing that's in the space with me.
It's the only thing that you've seen other than black.
And I feel
and yourself
so distant.
Yes.
There's nothing that's calling me anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
It's the hope. It's the only thing that I could go after.
What if we start chanting Margarine to like make Didridon uncomfortable?
Margarine.
Flex already in the new clothes.
1.5 billion dollars.
They start chanting this.
Yeah.
Margarine.
But Margarine is walking towards this flame.
Disco ball, like a gyration light.
Yeah, just like slowly turning. But while this is happening, Margarine, you're slowly walking towards this flickering flame. And as you get closer and closer, this flickering flame is illuminating a figure. It has it has its back to you.
Oh.
You can see now that it's a humanoid hand that's like flicking a flame, almost like trying to conjure a flame. And you're walking towards it. You're approaching this figure from behind. As you get closer, this figure seems to be a little bit taller than you. And you can see that now every time that flame flickers, that they're trying to call this flame or whatever they're trying to do, they're standing near like a counter or a dresser or a vanity or of some kind, that they're a little bit taller than the height for if it was built for a human, a little bit taller than you.
I'm also, my mindset, I'm not afraid. Like, this is the No. only thing that I... It's like a lifeline in the darkness to me,
mm-hmm.
to get closer to whatever this is, whoever this is.
You get closer, you start to see more details. You see that they're standing next to this vanity. The design of it, roll history, Margarine. Let's see if you can recognize approximately maybe where this, what the style is.
Nat 20.
Oh, geez. Ooh. You know that this...
It's the only thing I can see.
You recognize the style of this. Maybe
you're
you
like
see
an antiques roadshow expert looking at this thing.
You see this vanity. You see maybe there's an open balcony slightly beyond, a window with an open balcony. You see,
wait, I feel like I know what this is.
You see beyond this window a great bay, a port city, a huge sprawling metropolis, beautiful, sunlit. There's palm trees, and you recognize, wait, is that Snomzerit? You hear a door open behind you, and you hear a voice, and that voice says, Landa. And the figure starts to turn around. And then you hear all your friends chanting,
1.5 billion. 1.5 billion. Margarine.
And then you are yanked.
No. No.
Why do you want Margarine to hate us, Gressel?
You are yanked away from this figure as it turns around. And another figure steps in front of, as you are pulled back from the space, another figure steps in front of you the figure that opened the door.
Yeah.
And you see the back shoulders of a broad-shouldered, shorter, maybe a younger human or a dwarf. You're not sure, but a masculine-presenting humanoid figure came through this door and said, "Landa," and you're yanked out of there. And the flame goes away. The sunny bay goes away. That whole image is pulled away from you with just blackness, and you're yanked backwards. Whoa. Like Michelle Yeoh in everything, everywhere, all at once, and you're pulled out of here into the runway. And the mask separates itself from you. It pulls off. It's like an anime shot where you're like slow motion falling backwards. And the
I go to catch her.
And the roll athletics with advantage.
Thank you for the advantage. 15.
Yes, you catch her as she falls, and the mask floats on its own there.
Oh, I think when the mask pulls away, like, tears spill out.
Oh, yeah,
eyes
for
too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Backlit. All very pretty. And you catch Margarine Fletch. And Margarine is now Margarine.
Oh, no, no.
No, what? Oh, my gosh.
No,
what?
He said Landa.
Who?
He said my daughter's name.
Oh.
And Margarine. Is depression the fourth stage?
Oh. Oh.
D&D is a Moorpark Media podcast and a Spotify preferred partner. Written and edited by me, James Gressel. D&D is performed by James A. Janisse, Chelsea Rebecca, Beth Radloff, and Mike Seigen.